Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when she was a child, she experienced a lot of paranormal activity. Her mom told her it was all in her head, but years later, mom told her what really happened in that house.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all the extras, you can get it. Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free there right now, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
It's, you know, why do parents always like hide stuff from their kids? And then when you get older or whatever, then they're like, there's something I have to tell you. And it's like, thanks.
Yeah, it's like the mailman. You know how he always kind of looked like you? Yeah, there's a reason for that. But
that, you know, there's ghosts in the house. There's evil stuff that happened in this house. Oh, no, everything's fine. And then years later, there's something I have to tell you about the house we lived in.
Yeah, so all those years where you're like complaining and saying, I think there's something weird. Ah, it's your imagination. No, it really wasn't. There was shit going on. We just couldn't want to tell you.
Yeah, we're not going to be upfront and honest with you about anything. That's where we lose trust in human beings. Because their parents lie to us.
You know, I'm pretty honest with my daughter. I don't brush anything off of like, oh, I don't think I've ever just said it's your imagination. We don't like have like a lot of ghostly experiences, but just anything in life, it's like,
right,
let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. I mean, you got to learn life somewhere. Why not have it with your parents to kind of help guide you along when things can be kind of tough versus like years later of like, oh, by the way, here's a bunch of bombshells. I don't know what that is or why that is, but I've never adopted that in my parenting style.
And maybe were your parents like that though?
They always talked to me like I was older, which I appreciated because I always kind of felt like I was, but no, there was a lot that was withheld. I think I can't think of anything specific, but just weird energy and, you know, like tenseness of this or that going on. And I don't know, and then sometimes even like ask about things to this day, like about some relative or something, like what happened there? Oh, well, you know, the kind of, you know, brush it under the, you know, rug. Yep. And I'm amazed at, and this is not necessarily, you know, my generation or anything, but if you look back like a generation or two, there were so many like family members and shit that would have like mental illnesses or something, and they'd be away at a home. And like the family just pretends they never existed. I'm like, oh yeah, there was another sister there, but she wasn't right. And like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I think back to my parents. I had decent parents. Nobody's perfect. Yeah. But they were decent. And yet there were just things like, I'm 24, 25 years old. And you find out that there was some sort of, there was a baby that nobody talked about, mm-hmm. or there was, you know, this happened to this person. And I just feel like we'd all have better mental health if we would have talked about things instead of like later in life finding this stuff out and going, well, what the heck is going on there?
There was no, I mean, and I don't blame them because there wasn't ever importance or understanding of mental health, I think, with a lot of these generations. But certainly something we can embrace now that we understand it better, and it's not something to not to avoid. It's something that we should actually embrace and deal with for the sake of everyone being happy and healthy human beings.
Yeah. So I'll be interested to hear this story and see how the parents tried to hide the information.
Yeah. Let's take a listen. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's listen.
My name is Desiree, calling from Connecticut. So I wanted to give you my story. But it started when I was 11 years old. My mom rented an apartment from a coworker of hers. And apparently there was some history to the apartment. He told my mom some history about the apartment. She just never shared with us, which was my brother, my two older brothers, and my stepdad. So anyway, everything started when it would be like nighttime, and I would be at home with my dad because my brothers were always out with their friends. My mom, you know, she worked some nights, and my stepdad and I would hear what would sound like kids running up and down the stairs in the front hallway. He would open the door, look, and there would be no one. So we would just kind of give each other like this look, like, you know, we both know we heard it. Like, okay, whatever, we'll keep on watching TV. Then all of a sudden we'll hear it again. And my stepdad will kind of just go to the door and kind of just listen. He, like, would hear it because I would clearly hear it as well. And he would open the door, and again, nobody. Another experience I had there was one day I was home alone. I had got some new rollerblades for Christmas. So, of course, it's snowing out. Couldn't take the rollerblades outside to skate. You know, I would try to rollerblade inside the house. So my mom, I guess she had found out that that's what I was doing because she would find out the skid marks all over the place. So one day she told me, she's like, you know, I don't want you being in the house. You better not catch any skid marks all over the floor. I'm like, okay, won't do it again. Okay, whatever. So I start rollerblading all over the house. There was a hallway between the kitchen and the living room, and that's where I would like rollerblade back to and from. This one particular time, I'm like going with the rollerblades, and when I feel like a shove, like someone shoved me from behind, and I fell. So when I fell, I ended up hurting my knee, and in turn, I ended up calling my mom at work and letting her know what happened, and of course, got yelled at for rollerblading. Or whatever, but, you know, she dismissed the shove and said that it was just probably, you know, me going too fast on my rollerblades, and maybe I should have listened and not rollerblade. Another time, I was laying in my bed at night. I had trouble going to sleep. I felt like something sat at the end of my bed. You know, I'm awake, and I'm like, oh my God, what is that? So, you know, I thought maybe one of my brothers came home because we did have a door that connected our rooms together. One of my brother's rooms and my room, we had a door that like I could just walk in his room if I wanted to. But the door, like my brother always had a lock on it, so he would keep the lock so I would never go in there. But so I just kind of thought maybe he's trying to scare me. So I just try to ignore it and get to sleep. And then I felt like a hand like go from my head to like the middle of my back. Like it was trying to like caress me like a mom would do with kids. Like, you know, like good night, you know, like, I don't know. Oh my God. I just have chills right now while telling you this still. And when I felt that, I ripped the blanket from on me, and I ran out of my room. I ran into my mom's room, and I'm crying, I'm screaming, and I told her what happened, and she said it was all in my head, again, trying to dismiss it. And from that night on, I've never slept in that room again because I just would not go there. And she would have forced me there either because obviously I think she did know what was going on. You know, she just maybe had experiences of her own and just didn't want to admit what was going on to me so I wouldn't be scared. But those pretty much were, like, my experiences in this house. It wasn't until we moved out of there into another home that my mom did sit my brothers and I down and told us that, in fact, the house was haunted. apparently a family lived there many, many years before we did. It had been a good 10 years before the landlord re-rented out the place, and he rented it out to us. But apparently someone tried to go in the house and rob the place and burglarize, and they shot and killed the younger girl that lived there. She was 14 years old. I don't know if maybe it was her that was doing all this scaring to me, and maybe her going running up and down the stairs. But that, both my stepfather and I did hear that. You know, we only lived there for maybe about 2 years. Also, as an adult right now, I purchased my own home. I don't feel anything in my home. I've been there for about 3 years now, but there is this house on my street, maybe about a quarter mile up from my house, that has been abandoned the whole time I've lived there. I take my dog on a walk every night before bed, and we walk past this house every single night. The house just creeps me out, always gives me the creeps every time I walk by it. Anytime, like, my dog maybe will stop and have a tinkle in front of the house, I just get this weird vibe as if I'm being watched. Just recently, I've been noticing the basement lights on in that house, and if the basement lights are not on, sometimes the hallway light is on. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if lights just stay on a property even though it's been abandoned for 3 years. And it's probably been abandoned way longer than that. 3 years is all I've really known. But it just gives me the creeps. And every time I walk my dog, I call it the creepy house. Anyway, those are my stories. I would like your thoughts on the things that I've shared. And again, hope you guys keep the podcast for a really long time. I really enjoy it. And you guys have a great one. Thanks for talking. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Thoughts on all that?
Well, and again, it's like we were talking before the call. Why keep that stuff from your kids? I realize there might be some scary stuff there that you don't want to necessarily tell the young ones. But how disappointing when you find out all those years your parents, quote unquote, didn't believe you. But yes, probably in the long run, you were experiencing the things you thought you were experiencing because, yes, there was a murder in the house.
I know. Like, at some age, you might as well just say, yeah, there's was weird shit that's going on here. And yeah, here's the history. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's that whole, we don't want to scare the kids. Like, well, maybe you should.
You know, after my mom died, we kind of found some stuff out about some stuff that she had experienced while she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an adult at the time, and she knew that I was a ghost hunter,
mm-hmm.
but she still didn't share it with me. I didn't find out until after she died. And then I went through her closet to clean out her stuff, and there was some stuff in there that was kind of odd.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why didn't you share this with me? Why did you feel like you had to hide this from your son, who loved you very much and was a ghost hunter?
Yeah.
Like, probably may have been able to help you in some way, shape, or form.
She didn't want to scare you, Todd. She didn't want to.
Bless it. We're always their little kids, I'm sure. That's what they think of.
I think that's how it is. I don't know. I mean, I have an 11-year-old, but I share a lot. So.
You're just the opposite. Maybe you share too much.
Maybe Tony. That's the problem. It's like a little bit too much information here, but yeah, exactly. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, Apple Podcasts, check it out there on our premium channel, patreon.com/RealGhostStories or ghostpodcast.com to get access to all the extras. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.